South Australia's Premier Mike Rann told Parliament today that laws would be reviewed that protect the identity of people charged with sexual offences. The Attorney General will conduct the independent review. A suspended South Australian Labor MP is facing child pornography charges, and we can't name him under the current laws. The review calls into question whether people's identities can be suppressed in the new media age. Nance Haxton reports.
Mr. Rann's special ministerial statement today was the subject of much debate, with speculation that he might name the MP charged with multiple child pornography offences. However, the Premier said on the basis of legal advice, he could not discuss the specific case against the member.
Like other citizens, members of Parliament must be accorded the presumption of innocence and have proceedings against them dealt with fairly and not tainted by inappropriate or prejudicial commentary.
Labor's state executive has suspended the MP's party membership, but he remains a fully paid member of Parliament and can continue to sit as an independent. The MP in question has kept a low profile. He did not attend Parliament today to hear Mr. Rann's take on his fate. While South Australian law prevents identifying anyone accused of a sexual offence before they are committed to trial, social networking internet sites such as Twitter have run much gossip about who the MP is. Mr. Rann admitted that the changed nature of media had forced his hand.
The relatively recent development of the internet, and especially social media, has meant that the name of an accused is often published extensively within a very short time. Such publication is difficult to monitor and makes enforcement virtually impossible. In those circumstances, the rationale of the prohibition is further called into question. In view of the public disquiet, the significant time that has elapsed since the law was introduced, and that most other jurisdictions permit the identification of alleged sexual offenders, I've asked the Attorney-General to arrange an independent review of the law in this area.
The laws that protect the identity of people charged with sexual offences are more than 35 years old. The University of Adelaide's political commentator, Clem McIntyre, says the Premier has bowed to public pressure by reviewing the automatic suppressions.
Well, he made the point that the name is no longer suppressed if the case ends in an acquittal. Or the prosecution withdraws its case. So in a sense he's saying that eventually the name will fall into the public domain, and the query I think in the mind of the government is what is the public benefit from holding it back ahead of that case proceeding?
Because it's really come to the point where it's becoming more difficult for media to get more comments on it from sitting MPs because it narrows down the identity of who it could be.
That's right. All of the politicians, all of the commentators have had to be extremely careful about what they say in relation to this matter. So if there is to be a change of law, that will allow a more open discussion, certainly. And in a sense, it will allow the name that most people are using in private to be used in public discussions.
And it would also allow more discussion on the implications of this case, particularly now that that MP has been suspended from the party.
The person in question is a member of Parliament, and necessarily the public, the opposition and others have wanted to know what the meaning of that will be for the future of the MP. And so we've not been able to have as detailed a conversation about that in the absence of being able to use that MP's name.
The MP faces charges of possession of child pornography and of taking steps to access child pornography. He will next appear in court on May the 20th.
Nance Haxton.